Hey, you guys, and welcome to episode 27 of Real Talk, Girl Talk. I'm so excited to be here today and to be chatting with you. I'm actually in beautiful, sunny Florida, so that's so nice. My brain is on relaxation mode, which has been great. And in that, I've just had a lot of people speaking to me lately and also just struggling on my own with the idea of sort of this flow and how to get into either a creative flow or a work flow or, a self-help flow type of thing. I just think that a lot of times people are really hard on themselves because we are so societally driven to be go, go, go and hustle mode. And I am a major believer in moving forward quickly and effectively. And, you know, I think that it's important that we do all hustle just as hard as we say that we are going to and that we're working towards our goals constantly. But I also think that there is this major guilt that consumes us when we don't feel like we're doing enough. And like I said, that can be in a work sense, that can be just in a relationship sense. I think that there are a lot of sort of ruts that people get stuck in. And then on top of it, we feel that crazy guilt of, I'm not doing enough. I should be doing more. You know, it's nice out today. I should be outside on a run, but instead I'm exhausted. And there are just so many things that factor into it. And like I said, guilt is a huge piece of it. So just a little background. When I first started working and I was working in retail, my motto was, I will do anything for anyone at any time. And that was the reality of the situation. I was super, super young. I wanted to pay my dues. I didn't care how much I was working. I didn't care how long my hours were. I took the doubles for everybody. And I ended up at some point in times literally working 80 to 90 hours a week. And I was young. I was like, you know, this is when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, up until when I was 18. And it was great for me in a lot of ways because it absolutely founded and solidified my work ethic, right? So it was great for me to see what I was capable of. But at the same time, you know, had it been any other period of time in my life, I probably would have suffered major burnout. And being so young was a blessing, but it also was a curse because it set me up for this long life of thinking that that's how hard I needed to work at all times. As you guys know, I then chose an entrepreneurial path, which is both non-traditional, but it's also this really interesting balance between I'm my own boss and I can do and work, you know, when I want to, but I also am working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week because of that exact same thing, right? I have no work-life balance. I don't have any boundaries. I haven't set time aside for myself to be social or to do things other than be working all the time. Again, it all really comes back to guilt, I think. And I think that especially being an entrepreneurial person or somebody who's a self-starter and someone who's really self-motivated, other people are constantly questioning you, right? So if you don't feel like you're doing enough, it usually is because people around you are asking you what you've been working on or, you know, how much time a week you're spending on certain things or looking for physical sort of accomplishments when a lot of times the work that many of us do don't have, you know, we don't have that much to show for it other than the fact that there's just constant progress. But so when you're talking to somebody who's saying, how much money are you making? How much did you do this month? How many, you know, websites have you designed? How many people have you talked to? How many blah, 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 blah. Like it goes on and on and on and it's crazy. And so there's this constant pressure for us that we feel like, if we're not doing as much as everybody else expects us to be doing or what other people determine is the right amount of quote unquote work for us to be doing, then we're not doing anything at all and we must be lazy and we're millennials. And, you know, we've had all these labels sort of slapped on us and said like, they don't want to work hard. They want everything handed to them. They're scrolling through social media all day. That's all they care about. Honestly, very untrue things for the most part, I would say, of all the people that I know who are millennials. I don't know anybody who's not a really hard worker. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to do their best. I don't know anybody who doesn't take, you know, the extra couple hours of work to make sure that their shit gets done. But at the same time, we are having people look from the outside in and tell us what we should and shouldn't be doing, especially when it comes to how hard we should be working, what it used to be like in the old days, you know, what everybody has been doing for years and for generations, and how people have honestly been suffering symptoms of burnout for such a long time. So at some point, it sort of shifted in me that I was working super, super hard and I was extremely busy, but I really wasn't being productive on almost any level. I was doing so much. I was doing way too much. And like I said, I was bending over backwards for other people. So a lot of times it didn't feel necessarily like I was making any progress at all because I was so concerned with other people's things and making sure. And I think that if you're not an entrepreneur, you probably do this with your boss and your coworkers anyway. You know, like this is, it's not something that's so far off to think about when you're working towards somebody else's dream. All of a sudden you look at your life and you're sort of like, okay, what do I have to show for any of the stuff that I've been doing? And I've been here working overtime and not getting paid for it, you know, for the last 7 months. That being said, I remember having a moment in time when it was like 2.5 years ago. I woke up in the morning. It was super early. You know, I'm an early riser. I didn't feel super well. And rather than allowing myself to go back to sleep or, you know, try and stay in bed, I got up and I started working right away. An hour later, I was so ill and I was continuously ill throughout the day. I thought maybe I had food poisoning or something had, you know, sort of happened. And then at like 6 o'clock that night, after I had not been able to eat a morsel of food, drink a sip of water, nothing, I was like in bed, completely debilitated by a migraine and getting sick. I called my boyfriend at the time and I said, I need to go to the emergency room. Something is really not right. And we got there and my heart rate was like outrageous, so intense. And of course, dehydration led to, you know, that being the case. But really at the end of the day, the doctor had nothing to, you know, say to me other than you're basically overworking yourself and you're exhausted. So I think that that for me was the first moment that I was really like, holy shit, if I don't take care of myself and take care of my body and slow down for 1 minute, my body's going to shut itself down for me. And so that's what happens to me. I manifest any sort of stress or, you know, anxieties in a very physical way. And my body knows that I'm not going to shut it down. So it shuts it down. It shuts itself down for me. But that was a really extreme example for me. And I had, at that point in time, I had been, you know, out of school for like a year and a half. I'd really been trying to prove something to all the people who told me that it was a horrible decision to leave college. And I was just working literally 24/7. I had never taken a vacation in the 6 years that I had worked, like nothing. I've worked every single day since I started my first business, literally on some level or capacity. And again, I'm very much about the hustle and let's keep going and let's keep moving. Let's book ourselves until we have no time left in the day and let's make sure we're using everything effectively. And that moment in time for me was a real wake up call in terms of like, you are needing to slow down on a major, major level. Otherwise you're going to continue to end up in the hospital. And not only is that not effective, but it's also just so bad for your general health. You can't, you know, keep up like this. So that week afterwards, for the first time literally ever in my life, I took a full week off, like to the point where I actually emailed my clients and said, I'm taking the week off, which I'd never even left up an away message on an email before. And I took the week off and I stayed in bed the entire week and I did nothing. Actually, I broke up with my boyfriend, who is less than helpful, when we were at the hospital. And that was I was like, I can't spend my life with you if you can't handle me in a hospital bed. But, you know, it just was a good excuse for me, really. And I needed to do it. I mean, the doctors were like, you just need to rest. Like, that is all that is happening. You just need to rest. So I rested for the week. And since then, I have tried very, very hard to not get myself to that place again. And again, it's very easy to say this. It's much harder to do this. And I think that we are so guilt-ridden about how hard we should be working that it becomes this really stressful process of, I know I need downtime. I know I need to take care of myself better. I know I need a sort of mind, body, spirit connection. And that's just not able to happen with how much I have to work. So I've shifted my perspective from I need to be hustling to I need to be aligning and really prioritizing exactly what I need to be doing in order to move myself forward and for there to be momentum in the right direction, but in a very strategic and positive way. So really after that, the first thing that I did, I shut down three businesses that were small sort of one-off businesses, but I shut them down. I was like, it's too much. I'm not doing newsletters anymore. That's taking too much of my time. Like I really started to get down to even the things that people really liked that I did and that my clients were asking for. I needed to start prioritizing what was most important to me in my life and in my work especially. So I wrote down a list of all the things that I loved to do and went from there. Because then when you start to think about all the things that you actually like doing versus the things that you've been doing just because, you know, you're forcing yourself to and you know that you need to get certain things done, it starts to fill you up instead of drain you. You know what I mean? So when you're doing things that are just sort of like, I have to get this done, I have to get this done, and you're not doing enough of the things that actually make you happy and fulfill you, it becomes just a constant energy suck and a constant draining on your emotional health, your physical health, your mental health, everything. So that was the first thing I did. I wrote down a list of things that I actually loved to do and made sure that I was fitting those things in to my week and to my day. Another thing that really helped me, and again, this is something that I've had to allow myself to get comfortable with, and I think that a lot of people aren't comfortable with this at all, but to really sit in silence and to listen to myself and to listen to what I was feeling, what I was thinking, and not to listen to the outside opinions of millions of people at a time telling me that I either needed to work harder or asking me what I was doing 24/7 and, you work too hard. You don't work hard enough. Oh my God, you're always at your computer. You're married to your phone. Like these are the things that play in my head constantly on a loop of things that people have said to me over, you know, the period of time where I've been working and quote unquote hustling really hard. And, you know, I just needed to sort of allow myself to be shut off from people for a little while. And again, this is easier said than done. And I don't mean that you don't go into work if you have to go into work, but I do mean that rather than saying that you're going out to dinner every night or going to happy hour with your friends, and I do believe that all of these things are good for you and do fill you up on a certain level, but to spend time with yourself alone is honestly maybe the most valuable thing that I think any human being can do. Not only does it teach you how to listen to yourself and to know what you need at any given time, but it also allows you to get comfortable with being in your own head. And I think that that's hugely important because when you are listening to yourself, when you do know what you need mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is, you're more apt to go out and find that or to figure out how to fill yourself up in those ways. So I think that that is hugely important. And again, the guilt of saying no to people and to say no to plans and to just sitting at home and enjoying yourself, having some, you know, coffee or tea or a glass of wine and reading a book or doing a face mask. And it's, I don't even want to call it self-care because I really don't mean it in a self-care kind of way, but, you know, silence and listening to yourself and reflecting is self-care in a lot of ways. So that's the first thing that really helped me. The second thing that really helped me is to write shit down. I am somebody who works very, very well off of a schedule, off of a to-do list. And I also am somebody who needs to visually see things that I'm manifesting or that I'm thinking about written down. So I don't have a traditional method of journaling necessarily, but I do things like write down my 10 goals that I'm manifesting in the morning. And I am, or I have statements as if they've already happened or they already exist. And I started to write down my schedule on a weekly basis and just what that looked like. And again, going back to the list of things that made me happy, making sure that I was fitting those things in. So if I saw that on one day I had so many calls, you know, I would say, okay, but you're definitely going to fit in like a 45 minute meditation somewhere in between those calls, rather than just going from calls to work to calls to work to calls to work, or to, you know, from all my calls straight out to drinks and to blow off steam and do things like that. Like I think that what I have found is that when I am really taking time for a mindful practice, it makes it much easier to then be really on when I need to be on. So that was the second thing. The third thing, and I tell everybody about time batching and time blocking. It has helped me tremendously, not only on a day-to-day, but it makes my week so much more effective. I heard it for a long time from a bunch of different people in business. And then when I started actually putting things into place, it made my life so much easier because I took the guesswork out of almost everything. So time batching is when you allot certain days for certain things, right? It would be as small as I work out on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, no exceptions. You know, these are the classes that I do, etc. To as large as, you know, on Mondays, Mondays are my day for emails and responses to emails. And that's it. I don't take any calls on Mondays. I don't like to have meetings on Mondays. All of that sort of a thing. And then Tuesdays, let's say, is content day. And then Wednesdays, let's say, are client calls days. So it's anything from, you know, let's work out at this time, to these are the nights that I go out with friends, to these, and there's really very few exceptions. And I think that A, it gives you unbelievable structure. B, it takes the guesswork out of everything, which takes the stress and the anxiety out of having to plan your week around sort of what's going on versus what you know you want to do. And C, you know, again, it sounds maybe a little bit rigid, but the comfort in knowing that you don't have to go out on a Wednesday night with your friends because you know that you're going to go out on Friday and Saturday night, and those are your two nights to go out. And the pressure of that and thinking, I'm going to be hungover tomorrow and I wasn't prepared for this. And I know that I had a stressful day, so I'm going to drink more than I wanted to tonight. All of those things start to go away because you just know that there are certain days and certain times. And of course, as you get more into doing things that are right for you rather than just being nonstop and going, 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 this eases up a little bit. But in the beginning of time batching, it's extremely important to really allot certain days to certain tasks and to keep that consistent throughout the week. Time blocking is then within your day-to-day how much time you allot to certain things. So, you know, there are a million different things that are said about how often you should be working versus how many, you know, how often you should be taking rests or breaks or doing some movement. I find that 55 minutes on, 5 minutes off is a good formula for me. I think a lot of people try to do like 35 minutes or 45 minutes. I just find that it's not enough time for me to do something all the way through. But so I have this time cube, and I will put it in the show notes that I use. It's literally like almost like you could use a kitchen timer also. But it's not my phone, which I think is hugely helpful because it doesn't mean that I'm constantly checking my phone for that or for other things. And so it's a time block. I got it on Amazon, and it has one side that's 50, one side that's 60, one side that's 45, one that's like 30, and then one that's 15 or something like that. And so when I'm doing something, when I'm doing a task, I'll put it on the 55 or the 60 even, and I will do something for 1 hour. So if I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to create content right now, I put the 60 minute timer on, I do it for an hour, and then I take the 5 minute block and I put it on the 5 minute block, and I get up and I walk around, I have a glass of water, I stretch out, I, you know, check Instagram for a second. I close my eyes. Brendon Burchard does this amazing thing where if you are feeling stressed throughout the day, that he's like, if you just sit up in your chair straight and you plant your feet on the floor, you close your eyes and you just repeat to yourself over and over again, release, 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 release. And you're thinking about releasing any of the stress and the tension that's in your body. And you do that for 5 minutes, that like the effects of that and the scientific proof that that helps completely lower your cortisol level is insane. So if you're feeling stressed throughout the day, that's something that you should 100% do. Otherwise, if you just get up and you take a bathroom break and you go walk around the office for a second, or you go walk around the block if you can, I just think that it's hugely important to allow yourself time throughout the day for breaks, because it actually means that you're then doing more efficient work anyway. You're more productive, and you know that there's a stop time, you know, in the realm of your day. It's not so I'm going to work for 3.5 hours straight, and then by the time that I look up from my computer, my neck is killing me and I haven't eaten and I forgot to go to the bathroom and I haven't had a sip of water. You know, it's just all of those things that really make us full, whole human beings need to be acknowledged even while we're working, and most importantly while we're working, to make us most productive and most efficient and effective in what we're doing. And I don't think that we think about those things so often. So time batching and time blocking have been things that are extremely helpful. The second to last thing that has been completely life-changing for me, and was something that I adopted again after that sort of hospital visit, was a proper morning and nighttime routine. I cannot tell you how many times I thank myself for making this change, in my life, but the morning routine to me is invaluable. There is nothing in the world that is better than waking up and knowing exactly what you're doing. And as you guys can tell, the general overall theme in this is, I think, setting yourself up for success on so many levels, right? It's not so much about the go, 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 and I'm getting up and I'm running into the shower and then I'm running to get a coffee and then I'm running to – it's like, get up. Take your time, even if it means getting up 30 minutes earlier. You'll be surprised if you have a proper morning routine, how exciting for you and how enjoyable it is for you to get up if you make your morning routine enjoyable. So as you all know, you know, I get up, I set my intentions, I write down my, you know, 10 manifestations. I really kind of sit there for a little while with myself. I used to get up and make a cup of coffee right away and, you know, do my whole Instagram story and whatever at like 4:50. And I've decided recently that I am allowing myself to have those first 2 hours, that first hour really by myself. And then getting on my phone, which has been beyond helpful, but I really just make my day enjoyable from the absolute start. So then once I'm out of bed, I'll do a little stretching and then I come out, I have my lemon detox water, I have my coffee, and then I get on my phone and I start to sort of like tackle the day in that way. I've also been known to ice roll my face and do all that kind of stuff. And really, I really enjoy that first cup of coffee, like really, really enjoy it. Quiet time. And guys, a morning routine, I think, just catapults you into a right rhythm for the rest of your day. So I love my morning routine. Then my nighttime routine, I do something pretty similar, but on the wind down. And I think that skincare is a huge part of that for me. I think it's a great, easy way to sort of build in this nighttime routine is to really have a proper skincare routine, which indicates to your body that you're sort of taking the day off. You're, you know, getting wound down, you're taking your makeup off, your face is fresh and clean. And it's just a nice way to end the day. I've been drinking tea recently before I go to bed if I feel like it, but those two things, when I can tell in my daily performance if I am completing my morning and my nighttime routine properly. So that's huge. And then lastly, gratitude. And practicing gratitude and really taking simple moments to appreciate where you are, how far you've come, what you've done so far in your life, how capable you are, your surroundings, how beautiful things are. You know, even if it's a shitty day outside, the fact that you get to look out of a window and feel the fresh air, it's like all of these very, very small things start to really add up and start to make you slow down throughout the day. So this has been huge for me in that way of just making myself, like really forcing myself at first to acknowledge what exactly was going on around me and finding the good in it. And it could be anything from like, oh my God, it's so amazing to wake up in the morning and hear the birds chirping, to while I'm taking a walk, seeing how many people are outside and, you know, thanking whoever you thank, if you want to thank the universe or a higher power, or just, you know, be grateful for to be in nature or whatever. And I really, in the morning, setting my intention, a lot of times has to do with gratitude and making sure that I am practicing properly. But it's really been super beneficial for me to slow down in that way because it doesn't feel like a waste of time. So I think a lot of times when we decide to rest, it's hard for us as people because there's some sort of guilt. And I don't know how this happened in society, but there's some sort of guilt around like just laying down for 15 minutes or just taking a nap in the afternoon or sleeping in late. Like all of the things that we really do to sort of reset our bodies, there's some sort of guilt around that. And I've been much better. Like yesterday, I wasn't feeling super well. And so I laid down for an hour. And when I woke up, it was, you know, I was refreshed and it felt great. And I was happy that I had done that for myself. But I do just think that when you're practicing gratitude, there's another level of feeling like you're doing something that's not as guilt-ridden necessarily for you. And like I said, we should not be guilty about doing things like taking proper rest, napping, and just making sure that our bodies are in check. But also, if we are going to do something, like I'll do something called a walking meditation, where I will either go through a guided meditation on my headphones, or I will just really be in my own head. I'll listen to an audiobook or something while I'm walking. So it's sort of like killing two birds with one stone. You feel like you're getting some physical activity and you also feel like you're getting some mental activity. And it makes you feel like you're doing more than just sort of sitting for 45 minutes and meditating, or 30 minutes or 15 minutes. Again, there is nothing wrong with that. I just know that as people, it's counterintuitive for us to do those things that sort of slow us down. And I think that it's been really, you know, nice to practice gratitude because it does slow you down and it allows you to feel grateful for what you're doing. So it fills you up in that way. And what's around you, but it also just allows you to take a couple minutes and to take a deep breath and to enjoy your surroundings without feeling like you're not doing anything or you're worthless or you're useless or you're, you know, you could be doing so many other things. You could be at a workout class right now, or you could be doing more work, or you could be with your boyfriend because you haven't seen him all week. Like, it's nice to just have those moments to slow down and to be really present moment, understanding that your surroundings, no matter what they are and no matter what you're doing in that moment in time, is exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and you are surrounded by unbelievable blessing and bounty at all times. So gratitude has been a hugely important practice for me that I've more recently gotten just serious about adopting and working into my day. So of all of those things, I think that, like I said at the beginning of this episode, the most important thing is to really listen to your body and to your mind and understand where you are at all points in time. I really had never slowed down for a long enough period of time to even know if I were truly happy or not until a couple years ago. And I think that that is a huge awakening moment because it brings you closer and closer to finding your purpose and to finding what you need in this world, in your life, in just sort of your day to day. And that's what we all are striving for, right? If we look back on our lives, however long, you know, away from now, and say, what do I wish I did more of? Most people say, just enjoy the moment. And, you know, you're going to get there. It's going to be fine. You're going to achieve the success you want to achieve. is it hugely important, but we also don't want to burn ourselves out and make ourselves so unhealthy that when we do get there, we can't enjoy it because we're so stressed. It's just not worth it. And it's so worth doing what's good for you and just really not, again, feeling that guilt over having to take time and slow down and sometimes take time away from your friends and sometimes take time away from your phone and sometimes take a week off of working out. There's so much to be said about really just, like I said, listening to yourself, understanding what you need, and then allowing yourself to have that. Hugely, hugely important. And like I said, we're trying to avoid burnout. We're trying to avoid guilt. We're trying to really be our best whole selves. And wholeness comes from within and understanding and allowing what you need to happen in your body, mind, body, spirit. So this week, I would encourage you to really get solid morning and nighttime routines down, to really sit with yourself and listen to yourself, to start sort of writing your stuff down, whether it's a gratitude journal or a manifestation journal, anything that brings you really into the present moment of being satisfied with where you are in your moment in time. And then time batching and time blocking on a more sort of structured note are hugely important. So yeah, I think that that's what I got to say. I want to keep these episodes 30 minutes so that when you guys are doing something like commuting or on the treadmill or whatever you're doing, have just a really quick snippet that's a real value add. So thanks for listening to episode 27. I can't wait until next week. I am going to be talking about something else that's really sort of near and dear to me and sharing an experience that I've had. And I look forward to speaking to you guys then. So take time for yourself this week, really get serious about reflection and silence and just listening to yourself and enjoy your week. Love you guys. Mean it. Talk to you soon.